for the Buddha, these are the Dharma, these are the Sangha. The interesting coincidence for me this morning that we're doing the New Year's ceremony. It's not precisely New Year's Day, it's the day we do the New Year's ceremony, the first Sunday of the New Year each year. And I'm also just starting to write a new section on the one of the two parallel narratives that I'm posting on my new website, which is howtogrowlotusblossom.org. And the title of this new section is A New Beginning. And in this section I will talk about the 2 month training leading directly to my first Kensho, and then what happened in that first Kensho insofar as I can actually describe it. Our descriptions are very inadequate for something like this because no one really comprehends what's all, anywhere near all that's going on in such an experience. I'm trying in doing this to show how the teachings in How to Go Lotus Blossom are actually reflected in other people's lives other than just Reverend Master. It's not unique to her. And it happens at many levels. And in this case, I'm describing it happening at an earlier level in training, the level of the first Kensho rather than the third, as she put it. And still, it's the same process happening. It's always the same process. But one of the things that impresses on me as I write about my training so many years ago, 40 years ago now, and looking back at all that's happened since then in my life, I can't help wondering at times, the thought crosses my mind, how is it even possible to do this? How can one negotiate so many minefields and survive? It's, spiritual, metaphorical minefields, you might say. And yet here I am this morning doing this talk, and up until this moment I've survived. In the next moment I may keel over dead, in which case please give me a decent send-off. But for now I'm here talking. Well, I was very fortunate in my retreat in 98 and 99 that I was really shown how it is possible. And what I really was shown was that, as I've said so many times since, all the heavy lifting all along is being done by the Buddha nature. It was the Eternal who brought us to training. It is the Eternal that helped people devise ways of spiritual training that actually work. It's the Eternal revealing the truth about itself, about the nature of existence, the spiritual nature of existence, that provided the teachings that we follow. It is the Eternal that brings together master and disciple when all conditions have ripened. It's the Eternal helping every step of the way, not seen in the times of great darkness. And yet if one is really turning within in those times, intuitively known, intuitively recognized, yet not seen, known with the heart, maybe, certainly with the heart, maybe not so much with the head. Maybe sometimes it seems not at all with the head. How is it that we can grope our way through a great darkness sometimes, putting one foot in front of the other, wobbling along the way, sometimes falling flat on our face, then picking ourselves up, and yet find our way, even through so much darkness, so many errors or seeming errors, through so much pain and so much confusion. How is it we can find our way to the safe haven of our own true nature? When I look at it from one point of view, it simply seems an impossibility. And yet, here we are. It's clearly not an impossibility. In fact, it is right here with us at this very moment. It is never separate from us, being all of us. This is how it is possible, no matter what has happened in the past, no matter how great the seeming obstacles may be in the present and looking into the future, no matter how powerful the winds of karma may be, this is how it's possible to realize the truth. That there is an unborn, unformed, uncreated, undying, and it is never separate from us, however confusedly we may think of it as being separate from us, and however much we may sometimes in our anguish feel ourselves to be separate from it. In truth, it is never separate from us, even for a moment, being all of me, being all of you, being all of existence. Our Master said so many times, before we ever longed for it, it longed for us. When we come to see something of our karmic inheritance from past lives, and see in some of them the depth of human misery, the destructive power of greed, hate, and delusion when they're unleashed, and the depth of suffering that flows forth from deep delusion, deep craving, deep hatred. How is it possible that in one short human life, such great jangles of pain and confusion can find their way to the healing love and compassion of the water of the Spirit? And yet it happens. It happens in ordinary human lives. People who aren't saints, they don't think of themselves as saints. Ordinary, suffering human beings. We frequently and regularly recite the scripture of Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. Contains wonderful lines saying what I am saying this morning, only much more eloquently and beautifully. He is a most exquisite voice, a voice that all the world encompasses, voice of Brahma, voice of oceans, one that all the voices of the world does much excel. Because of this, our thought must ever dwell upon him. Then again, he is a light pure, spotless like the sun. With wisdom does he darkness all dispel, subverting all effects of wind and fire. His all-illumining light fills all the world. As thunder shakes the universe, does he control his loving body, and his thought of great compassion, like a cloud from which a rain of dharma comes as nectar down, destroys the flames of evil passions all. That's not saying, oh, look what I've accomplished, look how enlightened I am, look the great things that I've achieved spiritually. It's putting the credit where the credit is due. Yes, we have our part to do. And there's times, many times in my experience, when it seems like more than one can do, but it turns out never to be more than one can do. And yet later, looking back on it from a wider and deeper spiritual perspective, one sees all that time when it was such hard going, I was being carried in the arms of infinite compassion, love, and wisdom. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.